Hey everyone, this is Grayson Finn. Thank you for joining me for Money Matters, a podcast about how to manage your money. For this episode, my dad, Andrew Finn, will be joining us today to discuss the importance of investing and where to start. He has owned two businesses for over 20 years and helped guide many employees with investment strategies and decisions to make. Thank you so much for joining us today. Why don't you start by telling the audience a little bit about how you got started in the business field?
So my parents always owned and operated their own businesses. So I grew up in that environment and was always drawn to the hard work and dedication that comes with running a business and also the rewards that come with it if you could be successful at it. So when I was 29 years old, I left teaching and coaching tennis to start my own IT services company with three other friends, and I'm still running that business today, 25 years later.
Thank you for sharing that with us. So let's get started with some questions that I think will be really helpful to our audience. What are some basic things that young people can do right away, like day one, in order to assess their financial situation?
So they can, create a simple budget to see how much income they're bringing in a month and compare that to their monthly expenses. If they find they have some money left over, they should start building an emergency fund with a goal to save between 3 and 6 months of monthly expenses and put that money in a high-yield savings account where it can earn interest.
What if they find they are breaking even, or even worse, their expenses are higher than their income?
They either have a spending problem, I would say, or they need to find a way to make more income. They will need to first look at their expenses and see what spending could be considered excess and what can be reduced or cut out completely. They can also look to see maybe they can take on a roommate or move back into their home, family home, for a few years. Basically, they have to come up with a plan that ultimately reduces their expenses enough to get cash flow positive. If they can't find a way to cut expenses, they will need to look at ways to make more money. If they can't find a way to cut expenses, they will need to look at ways to make more money. Can they pick up a side hustle like dog walking on the weekends, driving an Uber part-time, or babysitting? Can they take more shifts at work or volunteer to work overtime? Can they learn a new skill or get a new certification that would command them a higher salary at their current job or even with another company?
That's great advice. Let's say they are cash flow positive, meaning they are making more money than they are spending, and they finally have built up an emergency fund. How can they start saving and investing that extra cash every month?
Great question. The good news is they can start investing their extra cash from being cash flow positive right away. Every month, they can start investing into what are called index funds, which are low-cost investments which mimic the indexes such as the S&P 500, which are the largest 500 companies in the market at any given time. Because these funds need very little management, their cost is very low and attractive investments for those who are first starting out. These funds can take the guesswork out of finding places to invest your money without having to hire a financial advisor, which can get pretty costly. With just a little basic knowledge and research, anyone can find and invest their money with an online brokerage. And because you are purchasing shares of indexes each month, you are doing what's called dollar cost averaging, which means you're investing a fixed dollar amount regardless of what the share price is at that current. You are doing what is called dollar cost averaging, which means you are investing a fixed dollar amount regardless of the share price. This is a good way to develop a disciplined investment habit, and better than trying to save a large lump sum and then invest all of it at once. As the saying goes, it's better to have time in the market than trying to time the market. So I would say a good near-term goal at this point would be to save $100,000. If you can save $1,000 a month or $12,000 a year, you will likely hit your 100K goal in 6 to 7 years with a good rate of return from your market investment. And when you achieve your goal, not only will you feel very accomplished, you will start to earn even more money on that money while you sleep. If you are earning an 8% return on your investments and you have 100K invested in the market, you will earn $8,000 a year on that 100K, and that is very powerful.
That sounds like a great goal for those who are just starting out. What are some other things that young people can do or take advantage of that can help them grow their net worth once they get established at a job and are cash flow positive?
That's a great question. One of the things people can do is take advantage of their employer's retirement plan. Most companies offer a 401k or a variation of a 401k plan where companies will allow you to direct a portion of your salary, determined by you, before taxes taken out into a retirement account where the money is then invested based on your input, typically one or more mutual funds offered by the plan, based on your risk tolerance and time you have until retirement. This money is allowed by the IRS to grow tax-free and is only taxed when you start withdrawing it at retirement. Many companies will also match a certain percentage of what you contribute. This is an additional contribution made to your account by your employer over and above your own contribution. These matching contributions can be made every paycheck at varying intervals or once per year. You can see how powerful this can be in building a retirement nest egg for down the road. Just to summarize, you are investing part of your salary before it gets taxed, so you are keeping more of your salary by not taking it now. The entire amount of the investment grows tax-free, and you get the benefit of your company giving you free money, which also grows tax-free. I always advise my employees to join these plans and contribute as much as they can afford, as it pays huge dividends along the way to retirement.
That's great advice. Are there any final tips that you could give that would be helpful to the audience?
Absolutely. I'll leave you with a really cool and fun way to start investing in stocks. I just read about it last week. There's an app out there called Griffin. You can check it out at griffin.com. That's G-R-I-F-I-N.com. What this app does is it purchases fractional shares of stock in companies where you spend your money. For example, if you make an online purchase from Amazon, Griffin will help you automatically buy $1 of Amazon stock. If you buy lunch at McDonald's, you'll buy $1 of McDonald's stock. It's all set up on the app, and the money used to purchase company stock is automatically deducted from your bank account. It's a great way to start buying individual stocks with very low risk due to the small incremental purchases. And the best part is it's done automatically for you and there is no cost. You just sit back and make your everyday purchases and watch your investments grow over time. It's sort of like gamifying investing.
Wow, Griffin sounds like a really great app for those trying to start investing in stocks. All of the suggestions and tips on how to start investing and saving have been super helpful. I know this will be of great value to my listeners as they begin their financial journeys ahead. Thanks again for taking the time and coming on my podcast today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I had so much fun being here. Thanks again.
I'm Grayson Finn. Join me on the next episode of Money Matters for more tips and information on how to manage your money.